This is Free Talk Live, Friday edition of the show. We're kicking off hour number one. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And we invite you to join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We got lots of great stuff there. It's all for free. Again, freetalklive.com. Coming up tonight, loads of show prep. Johnson, we're going to start things out with an article about immigration and gay people. So we're combining two issues tonight.
Hmm.
Manwich, you have some funny questions that you want to ask.
Yeah, I got a little email on the internet, and I think it's fun.
Okay. We might pepper those throughout the show, because you've got 25 of them.
And yes.
I don't know how many of them we're going to get to. They're kind of trivial. Maybe we'll ask them of callers if they call in.
I think someone would probably consider it trivia.
Yeah.
Yeah. You think we're going to have 25 callers tonight?
Which is unusual. No, I don't think so. Which is unusual for Free Talk Live, because this isn't a trivia show.
Well, they're interesting questions.
I want you to pick maybe the five or six best in case we don't get to all of them. Also, coming up, let's see, we've got more on the way, including an email from a man in Sweden talking about, a variety of different Swedish things, the lack of liberty over there, etc., that sort of thing. You can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. And, of course, it is Friday the 14th, and you know what that means.
The same thing it means Friday the 13th?
No, it means tomorrow's the 15th of April.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Tax day. So we'll, of course, be addressing that tonight as well. The number, 1-800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. But, Johnson, let's start out with this immigration gay issue. What do you got?
Well, it's not actually new news, but I did want to talk about it because I wanted to kind of see, you know, what's going on. First of all, we've been on our MySpace profile. We promote our show.
Right.
And we've been promoting a lot recently.
We have about 7,000 friends now.
Holy crap.
Almost 8,000.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Yep. So we're just, you know, we're trying to spread the word and get, you know, get some attention. And lately, the groups that we've been sending messages to are gay rights groups.
That's right. Well, first we approached, I think, the pot groups. Then we approached, we hit the libertarian groups first.
Yeah, libertarian groups first, then pot groups, then gun rights groups. Then
now we're gays.
Yeah, now gay rights. Specifically, the people who want to support gay marriage.
Right.
And so I just decided, you know, we've been talking a lot about immigration recently, and I just, you know, I wanted to keep on theme, but at the same time, I felt that we needed to, since we started broadcasting to all these gay rights groups, we haven't talked a lot about gay rights issues. And I feel like we should do more, you know, we should address more of that.
We touched on it, I think, Wednesday night, but okay, go ahead.
You touched on it a little bit last night,
right.
So we've touched on it here and there. And, you know, we've touched on it a lot over the course of time.
Sure.
But I wanted to focus on it a little bit more.
I kicked off one of our radio stations because we were touching on it quite a bit last year.
Yep. And
don't want to give those gays rights, you know.
Yeah, they really don't. Some of these people really, really just have problems. And so what I wanted to do is I wanted to stick on topic, but I wanted to talk about, you know, gay rights while talking also about immigration. So I looked it up just to see what was going on, and I found a story that I thought was pretty amazing. It's a little bit of old news, but let's just jump into
it. The issue's still important.
Mel and Hans.
It's from the San Francisco Gate, by the way.
Yeah. Hmm? Mel and Hans share a life in the East Bay, where they are surrounded by friends, own a two-story home, and have jobs they love. But after 25 years together, Mel, a U.S. citizen, still cannot sponsor Hans, a Dutch citizen, for a permanent U.S. residency. If they weren't gay, this should be easy. U.S. citizens can sponsor their children, parents, and spouses as immigrants. In the eyes of U.S. immigration law, Hans is none of the above.
Mm-hmm.
Mel and Hans' situation is a long-standing dilemma, garnering more attention as the legal system considers gay marriage, which is potentially one of the defining social issues of the 2004 presidential election. This is obviously from 2004. Nearly 300,000 immigrants who entered the United States in 2002 were foreign brides or grooms, immigration officials say.
Sure.
Yet, unlike immigration authorities in 16 other countries, including Australia, Germany, South Africa, Israel, and most recently Brazil, the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services doesn't grant homosexual couples the same immigration benefits available to heterosexuals.
I can't say I'm shocked at that.
No.
Right.
Not in this country.
Because they're just not people.
It's just another example of the fact that we are not living in a free country.
Well, yeah, that's absolutely right.
It's not that they're not people. I mean, they have the ability to marry. They just only have the ability to marry.
So what would you say? Would you say that they are technically 3/5 of a person?
Something like
that.
They
don't have the ability to marry legally.
Not each other. Not gay people.
And in order to go through the...
They can marry... Straight people, you know, they could marry somebody of the opposite sex.
They could find someone who's willing to marry them for the purposes of letting them in. I understand that. But anyway, it's just them jumping through a bunch of hoops in order to come to a supposedly free country, and it shouldn't be that way, gay or not. You shouldn't have to jump through those hoops.
I do agree.
What I want to know is that if, you know, when a gay person is coming through, you know, customs and whatnot, do they check their teeth? Is that what... Okay.
Obscure Johnson joke.
That really was obscure. I didn't get it.
It's like a horse.
Okay.
Or dog.
No, well, no, I made the 3/5 reference.
Oh, and, I see.
Yeah, okay. Hans, 44. I'm sorry, I skipped ahead. You can pretend in some ways that when you're gay and living in the Bay Area, you have equal status with the heterosexuals. That is, until something as defined as this comes along, says Mel, the 56-year-old physical therapist.
Sure. Wasn't there some story that we really didn't have a chance to report on, but I think the statistic was 1 in 4 are gay in San Francisco?
Yeah.
Yeah. The most gay city, I believe.
He says you can really see the lines drawn, and it's painful, the very hypocrisy of it, the unfairness of it. Hans, 44, moved to the United States in 1980 on a student visa. In 1996... By then, a clinical psychologist, he exhausted his work visa. Now he is here illegally, as are many others in the same situation who take extraordinary steps to keep their status a secret.
I bet.
Mel and Hans insisted that only their first names be used for this article. Though immigration officials haven't knocked on their door, the two are careful. Air travel, both foreign and domestic, is out of the question.
Yeah.
In February 2000... Representative Jared Nadler, a Democrat from New York, introduced the Permanent Partners Immigration Act, which would add the phrase permanent partner to the Immigration and Nationality Act, where the word spouse appears.
I bet that didn't go anywhere.
I bet not either. In July of 2003, the bill was introduced by Senator Patrick Leahy, a Democrat from Vermont in the Senate. Currently, the bill has 9 co-sponsors in the Senate, including, you know, obviously currently in 2004. I don't know where it is now.
Probably nowhere.
Can find out. Both bills aren't going anywhere at the moment. Aides to Leahy's and Nadler's offices say this isn't high on the priority of the Senate right now, says David Carl, spokesperson for Leahy. Groups such as the Culture and Family Institute and the Traditional Values Coalition, which called the bill a backdoor scheme to legalize gay marriage, are strongly against...
And end the world!
The Federation for American Immigration Reform, a watchdog group in Washington, D.C., is concerned, too, not for moral or religious reasons, but legal ones, says spokesman David Ray. Marriage fraud is rampant, says Ray. And
that's because it's so hard to get in this country.
And opening another fraud-ridden loophole to our already crippled immigration system is irresponsible given the size of illegal alien population already living in the U.S.
Marriage
This is just another angle of how these people who are against, immigration in this country are bigots.
Marriage fraud, what does that mean? I mean, people that are pretending married?
Well, people that get married who have no real relationship with one another in order just to get a visa. And that does happen.
Oh, right. So
sure it does. I can tell you a couple of people.
I gotcha. Well, you know, it wouldn't be fraudulent if the law wasn't involved in the first place. If we had real marriage that didn't involve the government, then it wouldn't matter. I mean, the reason why that this is such an issue to these law people is that there are so many laws in regards to marriage. There's so many laws restricting, you know, who you can marry, where you can marry. You have to ask permission to get married. And the reason why is because of all these taxes that we have. And it's going to tie into April 15th, of course, because the people that get married, they get their tax benefits, and so they get angry with other people that aren't really married, I suppose. We'll come back and explore this more. Gays, immigration, marriage, taxes. It's Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world.
For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You're not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello friends, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Friday edition of the show. Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich. And we invite you to join us on our website at freetalklive.com where we have live streams. There's the broadband version of the show as well as the dial-up version. And you get them both for free at freetalklive.com. Also, you need to know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, call them toll-free, 1-888-532-4604, or go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's 888-532-4604 or freestateproject.org. We're talking about gay marriage. We're talking about gay relationships and how it is that apparently if you're gay in America, and you're also an immigrant on top of that, you are just pretty much SOL as far as actually being able to go through any sort of legitimate process. We get the anti-immigrant people on the phones with us all the time saying, we ask them the question, well, what do you got against immigrants? I don't have anything against immigrants. I just think they should be legal. Well, here's an example from the San Francisco Gate of two men that one of them is an immigrant, and he's trying to get, he would like to get citizenship. He'd like to be legal. He'd like to go through the mountain of paperwork, as you've described it in the past, Manwich, but he can't because he's gay. What would the anti-immigrant people have to say to that?
Well, you know, there's no, they're not saying necessarily it is illegal, just that he can't be a citizen. They're, you know,
it's illegal for him to stay here.
Yeah, it's illegal. He's become an illegal alien because he didn't ever, he wasn't ever, you know,
he able came to, on a work visa.
Yeah, he wasn't able to get the legal means which an ordinary person would be able to get in order to stay here.
I see.
So thusly, he became an illegal immigrant.
Which means that now, since he's since his visa has expired, if as I understand it, if he was to come forward and do anything in the public light, if he was to, you know, apply for some sort of government approval, like they said that he can't get on airplanes, he has to stay totally under the radar, so he can't just pop up and file for legal immigrant status because they'll throw him out of the country.
Right.
And so even if he got together with a woman at this point and said, look, I'm marrying this woman, let me stay here,
right,
they'd eject him. So at this point, he has to stay underground for good, essentially, as I understand it. I'm not an immigration expert. If you can chime in on this, 800-259-9231.
Well, he might be able to get one of those overnight marriages in, you know, Las Vegas, and then he'd be all right to go.
I don't think so, because he's expired on his visa. So since he's here illegally, if he pops up into the system, they'll spot him, take him, and deport him to his home country.
I don't know how that works.
Yeah, well, it's,
well, you think it's a can of worms already. This article goes on to say, it's a tricky situation, immigration and homosexuality. Two sensitive and polarizing issues are linked. Marriage is regulated by the individual states. Immigration is regulated by the federal government.
Ooh, that is a bit of a mess. So even if a state legalizes gay marriage, then the federal government could still say, nope, we don't recognize that.
Sorry,
you can't be an immigrant. Which brings us also to the question of, well, what does it take to be a citizen in America? I mean, shouldn't you be able to be a citizen of the state that you live in as opposed to be a U.S. citizen? And isn't that how it was before the 14th Amendment, if I'm not mistaken?
So I've heard. I wasn't around.
You know, we need to go to the phones. The show's about your calls, and ladies come first. Let's talk to Paula in Florida. Paula, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich. Hi,
just
Paula.
What you were saying, and I don't think, you know, your sexual orientation has anything to do with a visa, okay, or getting
except
off.
For the fact that it does.
It's none of their business, tell you the truth.
I agree.
Well, I agree with that wholeheartedly.
But the thing is, though, I mean, I'm going to tell y'all something. I don't know if you know about this, but there was something that happened a long time ago when George Washington, we were fighting the Revolutionary War.
George Washington had a gay lover?
No.
Okay, I'm sorry.
But anyway, the thing is, now he was from the House of David, okay?
Okay.
God sent three.
Was he
Mephistopheles
too?
Let me explain something, okay?
Yes.
God sent three angels to him. They called him Son of the Republic. They said, look and listen. They showed him everything that was going to happen to this country.
Really?
Yep.
Well, did he write it down?
Yeah, he wrote it. Yeah, he wrote it all down.
There's some book out there by George Washington?
It's not a book. It's a paper that he wrote. George Washington's my cousin. But anyway, the thing is that he was told, he said, if we don't get the parasites and the traitors out of our government and we don't get rid of the immorality in this country, he says, God cannot save us. He said he wants to save us. We're his remnant.
So I'm confused. So the angel showed him exactly
everything.
What was going to happen. So
even till today.
Is there a chance that he could have changed what was going to happen if indeed they were showing him the future?
I think this is the point. And he said the thing is that we have to do this, and they're talking about in the time of today.
Now, what do they have to do?
We have to get rid of the traitors and the parasites out of our government.
The traitors and the parasites. Well, the government is a parasite, Paul.
Well, the thing is, we've got to get this country right to begin with and get rid of all these Illuminatis, okay?
How do you define traitor?
Well, look at what's happening to our country. We're being sold out. Isn't that being a traitor?
I don't know what you mean. What do you mean we're being sold out?
Well, I mean, Britain is so much invested in this country, it's unreal.
Britain?
They're wanting to take us back over, okay? They were involved with the Dubai thing, and now the Chinese are on our ports. And the thing is that, I mean, every country in Europe has a big
Britain,
investment.
Wait a minute now. Now, Britain's a tiny little country with a fraction of the population.
Let me explain something to you. They're the New World Order, okay?
Okay, now let me understand this here.
Wouldn't it technically be over there when they pronounce it, though? The New World Order.
You know who the Rothschilds are?
They're bankers. Now,
okay,
let me ask you, I want to understand how Britain's
going
to... Now, wait a minute, Paula, before we go off on another limb here, I want to understand how Britain's going to take over America. I mean, wouldn't it cost money to take over America?
Let me tell you something, honey. They've got so much investment. Did you know that they're over all the oil companies and all the insurance companies, and they're keeping our stock market going?
Who is? Great Britain?
Britain? Yes, ma'am. Yes,
those,
sir.
Those slick little Brits.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So they're going to do. How exactly are they going to take us over? Are they going to buy all of the companies in America? Or what are they going to do?
They have already just about owned everything over here.
But they don't own Free Talk Live. They don't own the Genesis Communications Network. They don't own the radio station
that
we're broadcasting on.
They have so much control here right now. I mean, they're controlling all the oil. Okay. They're controlling all the insurance companies.
Uh-huh.
They control the Federal Reserve. I mean, they're...
Where do you get your information, Paula? Britons control all of the insurance companies?
They're my family, okay?
Who are your family? Great Britain?
Yeah. But anyway, he's also the president's family. But anyway...
Right. Oh, yeah, that's right. You believe that we're all in the same family. We're all Jesus' kids or something like that,
Our president's from the House of David, which is the throne of England, okay?
Right. Did you guys have any questions for Paula? Because she has so much information. I mean,
well,
I would
the thing
hate to
is,
waste
is that
this
we're
opportunity.
About the We're talking about the immigration thing.
Okay, what about the immigration thing?
Okay, we need to do this in the right way. We need, about Matasan that we heard on Alex Jones, okay? And a gentleman was there today, and he was also on Coast to Coast.
Who?
There was a gentleman on there that knows all what the Illuminati's up to, okay?
Yeah.
This thing.
He is one.
Yeah, well, he was.
Oh,
but
I see.
Anyway.
Why haven't they killed him?
Yeah. Isn't Alex both strongly against immigration and gays?
I'm not. I don't hold grudges towards anybody.
No, not you, Alex.
No. I mean, he's trying to help the situation.
Oh, see, because I always thought that he was one of the people who was advocating that guys with shotguns go and patrol the borders.
We need to patrol our border. We do need to protect it, okay, from being invaded. And matter of fact,
how are you going to prevent the Illuminati from controlling the border?
Okay, let me explain this. This thing, what's happening right now, was planned back in the 40s.
Don't you think if we're currently being controlled by the Illuminati, that it would be good to have somebody else invade us?
There's more of us than there are them.
Which is worse, do you think? Is it the Great Britain people or the Mexicans? Are the Mexicans the Illuminati too? So
Fox,
are we surrounded by...
Fox is part of this, okay?
Jesus
and Fox plan this.
I don't know if we should hold Paula over. Let's take a quick vote here. Quick vote.
Is this like the Roman thing?
Yeah. Quick vote. Okay, I see one vote. Okay, I'm not seeing a vote from Johnson. Oh, Paula, we'll talk to you later. 800-259-9231. Darn, she has so much information. I wanted to find out the secret plot of the Illuminati and why it is they don't own us yet. Where's our checks? More coming back. Free Talk Live.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest-growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarkets.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N markets.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's toll-free. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. 1-800-259-9231. On the way still, lots of stuff to talk about, including, man, what you got something about Katrina waste, wastefulness. We'll outline some of that for you. An email from a listener in Sweden as to the situation about freedom in Sweden. We'll clue you in there.
I just want to address real quick, before we went to break that call.
Paula.
The ridiculous... You know, I don't want to sit here and listen. You know, we'll let a caller call in and talk to us. But as far as, you know, why we didn't hold you over, Paula, sorry, I don't want to sit here and listen for hours and listen to you make,
could go for hours.
Make things up. Just pulling things up.
She's not making it up. She's heard it from somebody else.
No, well, what it is anybody. Okay.
How do you know none of this is true?
All of it probably is true in segments and whatnot. Here's the thing. When you could take to get a bunch of different unrelated news articles, interject your own theories and hypotheses, and put together a conspiracy. Anyone can do that. It's like rapping. It doesn't take very much talent.
Yeah, but except Paula doesn't do that. She just listens to other people's conspiracies.
Exactly. She just listens to the other conspiracy theories and just is reciting them back. And when the questions are made, then when we started questioning her about it, that's when she was just sitting there making it up off the cuff. Well, you know, it's like, well, who's taking us over first? Is it going to be the Mexicans? Is it going to be the Chinese and the Great Britain?
The
Are they
going to
duke it out? Are they going to fight over us? Like, warring girlfriends? You know, what? It's nonsense.
The level of paranoia is just amazing to me, how someone can even live their life and believe these things. I mean, what is it like to wake up in the morning? I mean, does she wake up in the morning and immediately start thinking about what she can do to prevent the Illuminati from taking over today? I mean, what is it like being someone?
Our government, I don't think there's any sort of driving plan behind our government. I'm sure there are a bunch of rich people who are in power, probably somewhat illegitimately, but as far as our country goes, we have the most powerful military on the planet. And as far as wars and other countries taking us over ain't going to happen anytime soon.
I don't think she's talking about the country being taken over in a warlike fashion.
She says they're going to buy us all out.
Right, in a financial sense is what she's probably referring to.
She says they own all the insurance companies. They own blah, 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 the oil companies.
Right, but we still own all the weapons. I mean, I don't, you know.
Right. And the oil companies still have to sell us the oil, and they still have to sell us the insurance. I mean, we could always just refuse to buy their oil if we wanted to.
Absolutely. You know, it could just flip and change. And here's the thing, it could just change very, very quickly if government would get out of things.
Yeah, that's true.
If you kook nut jobs would stop focusing on all the conspiracy garbage and would instead focus on the fact that, hey, if we get our government out of all the regulations and stuff that it does and we take power away from these people, it doesn't
matter.
But that's
not what they want. That's what,
they want. No.
They want regulation. They want immigration controls. They want, they have their set of government programs that they want to enact. They're disappointed as hell with the ones that exist. They would like to get rid of some of the ones that exist. But they'd like to replace it with, for instance, look at your Constitution. Most of these people, I think, are attracted to the Constitution Party. Mm-hmm. And the Constitution Party is loaded, even though they claim to be for the Constitution, and if you and I were to read the Constitution, it would say that there shouldn't be very much of a federal government at all. The Constitution Party will tell you that, well, the federal government should be regulating drugs, they should be controlling immigration, they should be regulating abortion. I mean, they've got a laundry list of government programs that they'd like to see enacted.
Which makes them no better than the Republicans or the Democrats.
That's right.
Just another face to the same old, apparition.
I agree with you there, but I mean, I feel like people that believe that there's the big conspiracies out there, and I don't know whether they are or not, but I think those people are kindred to our movement because they understand that the government is a mess.
I don't think they understand that the government's the problem. I think they understand. I think that they think that the government is controlled by these secretive forces that meet in dark rooms and wear cloaks and sacrifice things. I mean, I think that
in front of a great statue.
Well, the problem is, if you have power, a position of power, these kind of people are always going to get in it, every time. If you have these kind of people being the
power seekers,
the Illuminati kind of people, it's always going to be somebody who wants to reward their friends and punish their enemies every single time.
Now, I think that it's very possible that, okay, for example, the whole Grove thing. What's
Bohemian
that?
Grove?
Bohemian Grove, with the owl statue.
The claim there is that there's a bunch of world leaders that meet at this place, and they do ritualistic sacrifice things.
And you know what?
And chant.
Wouldn't surprise me. Doesn't necessarily mean that there's a conspiracy and that all these people are running the world
because of
it. But, okay. In other words, I could see there being, for example, in a company, like you say you have a big company, and they have a policy where in the company they have a tiki party, okay? Everybody goes to the tiki party, and they put on big tiki masks, and they all dance around, and they have a tiki festival at the company. That's a company policy, right?
If I was Polynesian, I'd sue. my religious rituals.
I'm just saying.
Bingo, unga, bunga, bunga.
You know, that could be something that develops within that company. And that's so people, they get up into upper management and they all do that. They all do that.
Okay.
In other words, that's the ritual at the company. It doesn't mean that the ritual got them into the company. It means that happened, that exists. And I could see that maybe in this whole government thing, they decided to have this kind of, you know, I don't know if it's a bonding ritual or some sort of weird occult thing.
Who knows?
Or whatever it is. But I think that the ritual is part of the organization, not the organization is part of the ritual.
Whichever way it is, it doesn't scare me. It's just a bunch of guys in the woods.
And it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because we need to eliminate government because of what is going on, not because of what is being theorized.
Yeah, and the funny thing about the conspiracy theorists is they want to get these people out of government, but yet they believe that if they put their people in, they'll be immune. You know, if their people are in, they'll be immune to the temptations of power.
And I guarantee you there are people in the Constitution Party who perform regular rituals of drinking the blood and body of, you know, drinking the blood and eating the body of Christ. And
now,
possibly putting ash on their foreheads on a certain day of the year.
I love doing that on Lent.
Yeah.
I thought that was Ash Wednesday.
Ash Wednesday is the beginning of Lent.
Oh, okay. Shows you what I know.
Even I'll laugh at that.
Got me all confused there. I lost my train of thought after the Lent thing. Excuse me.
I don't know. Ash on the foreheads, ritualistic.
So taking it back. Yeah. How could you not? You.
Heathens, all of you.
What, all of you?
I knew it.
If you want to comment here, 800-259-9231. I think that the conspiracy people are possible. I think they're good for possibly conversion to the pro-liberty viewpoint. I think they're probably more open-minded than some people as far as possible conversion goes, but I wouldn't necessarily ally myself with them right off the bat just because they believe in conspiracies. No.
Actually, let me test my ignorance here real quick.
Oh, no.
Isn't Passover, which happened, I believe, this week, right? Or
right.
Is it last week? Isn't that the end of Lent?
No. Well, the end of Lent is Easter.
What
no,
is Lent?
Easter. Which
okay.
is closely allied with
right,
Passover.
Right.
Easter is the first Sunday after the first full moon.
Which is
after
this Sunday, right?
Vernal equinox.
Yes. Yeah.
And I believe that Passover has something, it's even closer to the vernal equinox.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
What is Lent?
Lent?
Yeah.
Where you give something up.
What is it supposed
40
to
days signify? 40 nights.
Yeah, what is it?
Jesus is, what, starving himself?
Yeah, I don't believe that. I don't know. You know what? I don't know.
You don't know.
If it doesn't, I can't tell you what Lent is supposed to signify in Christ's life.
Hmm.
I don't know the answer. I know, you know, Good Friday is obviously the day he died. And that's
I know
today.
He went 40 days and 40 nights without food.
In
it
the
was
desert.
A, it was fast.
The number is 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. You bring up absolutely anything. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. Tim, you'll probably want to bring the commercial pot up.
Show off my new toenails, too.
New toenails? Well, what happened to the old ones?
Well, they're not really new, just clear and healthy looking. Remember how embarrassed I was? They were so discolored, really awful looking.
Well, they sure look clear now. Gosh, I wish I could wear sandals again. My toenails are a disaster. Look, this one looks white, and that one's thick and yellow.
Well, here's my secret. Non-X Nail Gel. It clears out yellowing keratin debris, the source of nail discoloration.
Ah, so that's it. I've got ugly keratin debris buildup under my nails.
And Nonex Nail Gel gets rid of it. Now, you'll need to use it every day, but clear nails are worth it.
You bet. You know, when we go to the beach this summer, my toenails are going to look just as good as yours do.
Thanks to Nonex Nail Gel.
Nonex Nail Gel. For clear, healthy-looking nails. Now at Walgreens, Rite Aid, Eckerd, Brooks, Long's, Duane Reade, and Walmart. In the foot care section.
Now, everything you need for total estate planning is yours in the new Master Estate Kit, a collection of legal power that would cost $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First and foremost is a legal will kit with simple instructions that let you complete it in an hour or less. Second, a living will kit that guarantees your wishes will be followed in the case of a terminal illness or injury. And third, a power of attorney kit that lets you name someone else to make financial or health decisions for you. And finally, a bonus estate planning guide that tells you how to update a will, avoid probate, save on capital gains tax, and more. The Master Estate Kit is yours for only $39.95 if you order now. Have a charge card handy and call 1-800-224-1112. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Lawyer approved, it's legal nationwide, and satisfaction is fully guaranteed. Call 1-800-224-1112 now. That number again, 1-800-224-1112.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. We invite you to join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Whenever there's something to announce about the show, you'll know if you're on the updates list. And you can get on the updates list absolutely free by going to updates.freetalklive.com. That's updates.freetalklive.com. All right, so we still got lots to talk about tonight. Manwich, you've got silly questions that you've been itching to ask.
I do.
And as soon as anybody calls in, we'll throw one out at them. 800-259-9231, which is probably why
what
no
about Paula?
Called.
She just called.
That was your fault for not throwing it out.
I blame you.
You shouldn't have to wait for my cue.
Why?
I'm not your boss, Manwich. I'm just your co-host.
Certainly act like it.
800-259-9231.
I'll have to remember that.
Also, it is the day before the 15th, which means we need to talk taxes. So we've got tax stuff coming up as well. One man who calls people that don't pay taxes cheats. We'll explore that concept. But first, we're going to continue with this kind of this gay theme that we've had this hour. We started out by talking about gay couples and immigration and how it is that being gay is preventing these immigrants from being able to even go through the legal process. We've had people lamenting the fact that, oh, these illegal immigrants don't go through the process. Well, these guys can't even go through the process. And the reason why we're sort of focusing on this is we've been reaching out to members of the gay community on MySpace.
And the way we do it is we have this little program that helps us out. It sends out messages to people in certain groups that we think would be interested in hearing the show, like, for instance, drug rights groups, or drug groups, gun rights groups, pro-liberty groups, and now gay groups. So from time to time, we'll send out a message, and somebody will email back. Well, Johnson, you've got an email that came back from somebody.
And I don't want to give out this guy's name because I don't think it's appropriate at the moment because
he's a gay man.
Right.
Okay.
Actually,
I don't know if that has anything to do with it.
Right. I don't know that it has anything to do with it, and I'm not even going to necessarily say that that's true because.
Okay.
Who knows?
Yeah. We'll leave that.
That's the impression I got.
We'll leave that gender neutral. The message we send out on MySpace, or the one that we've been sending out recently, is, do you support gay rights? Do you support getting government out of people's sex lives by repealing all sex laws for consenting adults? Would you like to hear a nationally syndicated talk show boldly support equal rights for gays and lesbians? And then we...
Exactly.
And then we invite them to consider helping Free Talk Live spread the message of freedom and liberty around the country and world by adding us to your friends list. Visit our MySpace profile at myspace.freetalklive.com and learn more about our show.
There you go.
You should ask to be in the top 8, too. In the top
that's a little
eight,
presumptuous.
Yeah, that's a little presumptuous.
It is?
Okay. Yeah. No, but they want to do
they don't
that,
know who we are.
I find that a lot of people actually do add us to their top 8 once they hear the show.
Right.
So, got a comment back that says, homosexuality is not a sex issue. As a member of the LGBTQ community, which I believe stands for...
lesbian, bisexual,
lesbian, gay, bisexual, transsexual, or transgendered.
What's the Q for?
And
queer?
Queer, maybe. Possibly, or queen?
Queen?
Could be. Okay.
I find offense in your statement that if sex laws were repealed, that that would somehow be connected to homosexuals.
And he doesn't understand that there are sex laws preventing homosexuals in
right.
America?
And I replied... I'm a little confused by your statement. We are talking about freedom and equality for homosexuals as well as all individuals. Anti-gay laws are specifically written to create sex crimes. There are definitely very specific laws in several states creating the prohibition of same-sex intercourse, sodomy, and a whole slew of other sexual acts that the government has no business regulating.
Now, yeah. they may not be enforced, but they're on the books for sure. And
oh, yeah,
they
absolutely.
Could enforce them.
They're probably in California.
Right. Now, he said... I continued to say, as far as the government is concerned, it should be none of their business what goes on in anyone's sex lives. I'm sorry to have offended you, but as far as I'm concerned, the only thing that separates a gay person from a straight person is the gender of the individual they choose to have sex with. And I don't feel it's anyone's right to cast judgment on that, least of all the government. Perhaps if you were a little more clear about what your problem was with our belief that government should have no business really regulating anything that occurs between consenting adults... I would understand your offense, and I could avoid causing it better in the future. And he replied, I don't think that you understand the only difference between a straight person and a homosexual is who they choose to love, and not just who they have sex with.
Okay.
And
seems like semantics.
Yeah, it's getting weird.
Right. I replied again, we are a show that is spreading a realistic message of freedom, and we want to reduce the size of government, getting laws out of people's lives. I understand the differences between love and lust, caring and caressing. Your local bureaucrats likely do not understand or care about your love. Generally,
I'm sorry, just in regards to loving other people, I think that, you know, love is a word that people probably define differently. I mean, I love lots of people, but it's not the same kind of love that I have for my girlfriend, for instance. So, I mean, I love you guys, but it's not like that kind of love. Do you know what I mean?
Thanks,
right.
Ian.
Does that make me gay? I mean, because I choose to love men. Can you
that's
only,
not what makes you gay.
Maybe a little. And, I return. I think, yeah. What are you doing after the show? So I went on to say, generally, the government, they are going to try and make a law to control you in order to get money from some other constituency. Government typically isn't going to try and control you by telling you what to feel. They don't tell murderers to stop being angry. They don't tell thieves to stop being greedy. Governments make laws to control behavior. A government creates a criminal by making laws to control behavior. People break those laws, often rightfully so. Thieves and murderers both have one thing in common. They are using force on peaceful people who did not want any intrusion into their lives. Homosexuals should not be made criminals for whom they choose to love, but the government has their nose in their business. The only way government can see fit to do that is to make laws regarding sex. yeah, the behavior.
It, right. The laws aren't about love. The laws are about what you do.
This sounds easy and clear to me.
It's really clear, but he doesn't get it. 800-259-9231.
He clarifies a little bit.
We'll see. 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Bobby Ligas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Out of sight, out of mind is dangerous advice when it comes to radiator hoses. After just 4 years of use, they're 100 times more likely to fail. When we come back, I'll tell you the signs. Ah, spring, birds, flowers, and that blanket of pollen fuzz on your car. There's got to be a way to protect that shiny paint of your ride. And there is. A car cover made from the standard in car cover fabric, Block It by Kimberly Clark. Research shows that car cover owners are so happy with their car covers, they'd buy them all over again. So make sure you get the best Block It car cover fabric from Kimberly Clark. Why have you waited so long? Block It by Kimberly Clark. What you can't see can hurt you when it comes to radiator hoses. Hoses deteriorate due to chemical reactions between rubber and your car's fluids, like oil and coolant. Heat, age, and pollution also take their toll, causing tiny cracks that split, blister, or leak. To identify a defective hose, look at it. Is it scuffed, swollen, cracked? Now touch. Is it soft, gooey, spongy? These are sure signs. But even if hoses look and feel okay, internal deterioration, hidden from view, may spell danger. Be on the safe side. Replace hoses every 4 years. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Block It by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Block It fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
1-800-259-9231. We invite you to our website, freetalklive.com. We experience everything there for free. The archives, live streaming, updates, and more, they're all on the house. If you like the fact that we give you everything for free, well, shop with us. We've got a partnership with Amazon. It is the world's largest internet retailer. And you can go through our website to do your shopping. It's simple. You go to amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com. And if you enter through our site, then anything that you purchase at that point, Amazon will send us a percentage of the sale. Now, it's not going to increase your prices or anything to shop through amazon.freetalklive.com. It just directs a percentage to Free Talk Live instead of Amazon getting it. So it's a way to help the show out and get all your shopping done. Amazon.freetalklive.com.
I love Amazon's wish lists.
Oh, what is that?
Oh, you haven't used their wish list feature?
I think I've heard of them, but for those that haven't.
It's amazing. Basically, what it is you can go in there and shop through Amazon, which they have everything on that website.
Virtually, yeah.
And you can set up a wish list so that, one, other people can buy you stuff, but I use mine mainly to shop for things that I want in the future. So I'll look for items, I'll just put it on the wish list.
You won't forget about them.
And I won't forget about it that way. So I know, like, the things that I want to buy, you know, well in advance. And it's you know, been quite helpful, actually.
Cool. You just sort of mark what you want that way down.
You can watch the prices. You can see if there's deals on similar items.
Neat.
It makes recommendations to you based on what's in your wish list.
And that's available if you go through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Triddle in Washington. Triddle, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich.
Hey, Triddle.
Well, good evening, gentlemen. How are you doing?
What's up?
I'm calling to let Manwich ask me a question.
Oh, jeez. Fabulous. How many channels are on a VHF TV dial? I don't know who has a TV dial anymore.
Oh, no. Oh, I think that... Triddle, you still there?
It was a tough question. I didn't expect him to drop off.
He was afraid
off.
He bailed.
The phone line dropped off, unfortunately.
I guarantee Triddle knew that.
How was it, VHF?
Yeah, how many channels on a VHF TV dial?
Very high frequency versus ultra high frequency, so that would be 13.
I'm sorry, this is the one I got wrong, too, and I answered the same thing that you did.
Yep. Is it 14?
No. It's 12. There is no number one.
Oh, I forgot about that. I forgot about that. It's always started at 2.
Yeah.
So
I got it wrong,
too. Oh, how many numbers. Oh, I see.
That's right. Yeah.
Channels.
Right. I wonder why that is. Huh? That's weird. Well, give us another one, man. We're just doing this for the last minute here.
On which side of a woman's blouse are the buttons?
Which side of a woman's blouse?
I think it's the
right.
Left. I'm going to go left.
You look at mine. Mine are on the right.
Yeah.
So it must be left.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know my blouses.
Which way do fans rotate?
you can do it both ways, can't you? Some fans can do it both ways.
Could, but most fans rotate clockwise.
Sorry, ceiling fans?
Right. Okay. How many sides does a stop sign have?
8.
Yeah, we knew that. Yeah. Do books have even number pages on the right or the left side?
Jeez, these are good.
It's even. Always even number pages on the
left,
yeah.
Okay. How many lug nuts are on a standard car wheel? This is just dumb.
5.
That's the standard, but, I mean, you know, there's lots of 4s, there's lots of 8s.
Okay.
Okay. How many sides are there on a standard pencil?
Standard pencil.
No, 8. Nothing tricky.
6.
6.
All right, now Triddle's on the line again. Triddle, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich. One quick question for him, Manwich.
Triddle, how many hot dog buns are in a standard package?
10.
8. Sorry.
Oh, sorry, man. 800-259-9231.
10 hot dogs in a hot dog pack, though.
9231. Hour number 2 is on the way. You take control of the airwaves.
That's the way they keep you hooked.
Unfortunately, we don't have prizes for you on this or anything. It's just Free Talk Live.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What?